Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
It is Thursday, June 20th. Monty Williams got fired again. The Pacers look like a threat. And we've got Major League Baseball games to bet on today on this travel day. I'm Mad Max. Joining me, the one and only Six Panther. Panther, how's it going, man?
Pretty good, other than my sports betting. Yesterday was an absolute dumpster fire for me. But, we bring this up, that Thursdays being travel days, hard days to bet. But I'm pretty sure we've hit the parlay each of the last 2 weeks on a Thursday. So maybe it's not that bad, but we'll see what happens. And by the way, 7 days. 7 days from Vegas, just in case anybody lost track.
I first I've heard of this trip to Vegas that you're speaking of, Panther. I was not aware that you're... I don't think any of us knew that you're going to Vegas. You haven't mentioned it before. Wow, that's astounding.
I could get really annoying and start counting down the November trip, too.
No ex-Chris today, by the way. I'll just start off with this fact and opinion number one at 2:44 a.m. I'm falling asleep, so I can't stay up for the show. Yes, you're going to have to scroll up to see this. Sorry. Thank you for Data No Money pointing out that he actually did post this fact. So I was waiting for him. I was getting kind of annoyed that ex-Chris wasn't here to join us live, and apparently he fell asleep. So... no rest for the wicked. I should know because I didn't sleep all night, so I'm running on fucking fumes myself, and the coffee is yet to kick in. So this should be a humdinger of a fucking show. We have a lot to get to though, Sex Panther. A lot happened yesterday. The first being that Monty Williams, the ex-head coach of the Phoenix Suns, is now the ex-head coach of the Detroit Pistons as well. So the Suns gave Monty Williams $20 million to go away so they could hire Frank Vogel, who then they paid to go away so they can hire who they got there now, Budenholzer, right, from Milwaukee. That's, I think, blue is the new head coach there in Phoenix. And now Detroit, they have a new management, the Langdon, a fucking former Duke player. He's running the show, and they decided that Monty Williams is not the coach to lead them into the future. So, with $65 million left on his contract, he is going away. So, there you go, Sex Panther, being paid $85 million to just go away. I will take $85 million from anyone to just go away.
I would like to renegotiate my contract, because I'm pretty sure I don't get jack shit if you fire me. Or ex-Chris fires us, or however that works. But I get management. I get wanting your own guy and starting over and blah, blah, blah. But I don't get eating that kind of money. You put this on ownership, because I'm not putting it on management. I'm putting it on ownership, that you're allowing management to do this. There was no change of ownership, right? Same owners. So you're letting the GM just come in and start ripping your team apart because why? This is a young team. They got some good young pieces. You gave a coach 1 year and then shipped him. I don't get it. Unless there's something about Monty Williams, we don't know, that he's a locker room cancer or is talking down. And two firings within a couple years kind of makes you start scratching your head. Well, is it Monty Williams? I don't think it is. But even if it is, good on him. I mean, $85 million to not coach. Good for you, Monty Williams.
And here's the funny thing is, now a team might be paying him money to coach and then possibly then paying him money to go away from coaching. Because this kind of shook things up out there in La La Land, possibly even in Cleveland, but more so in La La Land, where it looked like the Lakers were eyeing up J.J. Redick. J.J., take my advice, sign the fucking contract immediately, because you do not want them talking to Monty Williams and mucking this whole fucking thing up. Just find a way, get the fucking ink dry on the piece of paper, and let Monty Williams now toil away for the Cavaliers. Like, don't let him anywhere near the Lakers.
I don't think it's his job to lose, because if J.J. Redick was the man, I would already be signed, wouldn't you think?
Oh, like, yeah, yeah. He's LeBron's podcast buddy. That's why he's even getting the job opportunity to begin with.
Well, maybe it's because there's no guarantee LeBron's staying. I think the Lakers' entire organization right now is a giant question mark, not only from, you know, the head coaching standpoint, but the draft standpoint and the LeBron standpoint. We don't even know he's a Laker this coming year, right?
Yeah. Nothing's guaranteed there. I think this is the reason that Bronny is trying out for the Lakers and the Suns. Those are the two teams that he's doing workouts for.
I don't
know if that points in directions of LeBron possibly playing with KD and Booker and Phoenix. He almost hit the Shaq checklist. He'd still need to go, if he played for Phoenix, he'd still need to go play for Boston and Orlando, and then he could check off all the Shaquille O'Neal fucking bouncing around marks at that point.
Well, I mean, if he's gonna play till he's like 45, maybe he can.
I mean, listen, he might be wise to jump ship and go to Boston at this point in time. He can take over Al Horford's role.
He'd get another title,
and he could take over Al Horford's role. Even though apparently Horford hasn't declared that he's retiring, by the way. He's still got a year left on his contract. He has not completely decided. So Horford might run it back again. Just a quick aside, at 38 years old, he had one of his best fucking years in a while. Horford was amazing. In the playoffs, he was a whole different fucking level, too. But yeah, maybe LeBron can, hit all the check marks for that Shaquille hit, because they already have Cleveland and Miami and the Lakers together. So think about that. Those are the three teams that they have in common, and then he just needs Phoenix, Boston, and Orlando, and then maybe Orlando. We were talking about Orlando as a possible threat to the Celtics, but yeah, I don't think that there's a guarantee that Redick gets the job there, and I just think now, if it was close, it's going to slow down, because I genuinely do think they'll take the time to interview Monty Williams.
The timing is kind of curious too, though, isn't it? Here we are, the finals just ended, and now Monty Williams becomes available. Why wasn't he available 2 months ago when, you know, the season was over and you're a 14 win season? Wow. The timing is just curious to me. Maybe there's something I'm missing, but I don't understand this firing at all.
Yeah, I'm not sure. And he wasn't out there banging executives' wives that we know of, so it wasn't the Ime Udoka treatment. By the way, pour one out for poor Ime Udoka. I'm just saying, you know, he leaves the Celtics and they still win the title. That 12-year-old Joe Mazzulla fucking out there coaching is the one that's
they should get him a ring. Just get him a ring.
I want to dole out rings to so many people. I mean, like, just going through the list, it's like Marcus Smart, I want to give him a ring. I want to give Isaiah Thomas, our Isaiah Thomas, not the Detroit Pistons Isaiah Thomas. I want to give Isaiah Thomas a ring. Grant Williams, you get a ring. Robert Williams, you get a ring. Fucking Kemba Walker, I'll give you a ring. Hayward, I'll give you a ring. Kyrie, thank you for the ring. See, you finally brought a title back to Boston. Thank you, Kyrie. Appreciate that.
Might even have to give Danny Ainge another ring.
So can the Celtics get another ring next year? That is the question. They are the prohibitive favorites, as we mentioned, but something happened yesterday that could shake things up. We've been talking about the Indiana Pacers, and the Indiana Pacers, even though they got swept by the Boston Celtics, I think they put up more of a fight than Dallas did. Overall, I felt that the games against the Pacers were more tense and closer. I know that Dallas got that big blowout win over Boston, but it almost was, I don't know, kind of like a game for Boston. Indiana played them so fucking tough. And part of the reason was that Pascal Siakam was amazing. And you talk about the nightmare matchups that guys like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, because of their length and their abilities. Pascal Siakam is that as well, right? He is an amazing basketball player, and he makes the Pacers an instant contender. Well, they rewarded the 29-year-old with a $189.5 million max contract that will see him being paid $47.5 million a year, Sex Panther. That is a lot of money. And listen, Pascal Siakam has had some health issues in his career. He had a stretch, I think, between his ages of like 24 to 27 or so that he was missing a lot of time. He played 80 games last year. He was healthy. He makes the Pacers a contender. So it's a lot of money, but I kind of feel like they had to do that.
Oh, they had to do it. I think what he did with that team and filling the role and the way he played, he was the perfect guy for that team. 29 is not old as far as basketball standards go, and these are the rates that these guys are getting nowadays. I mean, God, the NBA getting quarterback money, it's crazy. But those are the numbers, right? So not really going to knock the money. I think the Pacers are one of the very few teams that can give Boston fits, and a lot of that has to do with basically being the opposite of Boston. Boston is very athletic. They're very guard heavy. They're very wing heavy, but they're not that great at the center position. Where the Pacers, you know, they got Miles Turner. They've got Pascal Siakam, who can play center position and pound the paint. I'm drawing blank because basketball season's over to me, but I know they have a couple other guys that they come off the bench and put up huge numbers, huge blocks, and play really good defense. So it's almost like, you know, a battle. We're going to try and beat the Celtics where we think maybe they're a little bit vulnerable. And I think that's a lot of why Indiana was able to keep up with the Celtics. Now, what else they need is another scorer, not an alpha. Halliburton's their alpha. They've got an alpha, but they need a scorer, a guy that can just go out and all you got to do is score 30 points, whatever. And then, man, I'd really give the Pacers a puncher's chance if they could go find a 25, 30-point per game player. And, man, the Pacers are right there knocking on the door of the Celtics, who are, I mean, they're the ones that they're the measuring stick, right? That's the one that you've got to figure out how to beat. And the Pacers are one of the few teams that I think can do it. And it was a great signing getting Siakam.
Yeah, I mean, the dangerous thing about the Celtics that we've been broken record time, we've been saying this, is they've got five or six players on the team, maybe six or seven, that could go for over 20 points. You know, like, I mean, it's tough to match up with that. It's tough when that was my whole feeling about Dallas, is like Dallas had three players. And then after that, it was a significant drop off. So I think adding another scoring capability, maybe a 3-point shooter, a guy that can just like put up volume threes to score some points. Klay Thompson. Like, honestly, I know that they're talking to re-sign Klay Thompson in Golden State, but an aged Klay Thompson, just putting that lineup, a guy that can still from time to time put up, you know, some volume shots and some points, I think that would be a nice addition to a Pacers team, a veteran guy that's been there, done that. So, you know, I think you're right. I think they just need to be able to keep up with the Celtics. Now, what I loved about the Pacers is their defense dictated offense in a way, or their offense dictated defense. Such a high-powered, fast offense that it made their defense better because, the Celtics just didn't have time to fucking, react, right? They're constantly running on defense and getting tired on defense, and by the time offense came down, they couldn't push the ball up the court. They had to settle for slowing the pace to catch their breath, and then that let the Pacers set their defense, kind of neutralize one of the Celtics' big opportunities of their fast break. I mean, the Celtics, they're an incredibly good rebounding team, and when they rebound, they push the ball really fast. But with the Pacers, they're just trying to keep up with the Pacers and just getting winded, so they had to slow their offense down. And I think that was a way for them to be neutralized a little bit. But yeah, another guy, and health. I mean, you know, Joel Embiid's out there fucking banging the drum, saying it's like, oh, there is no Celtics dynasty because everyone in the East was injured. Okay. I recall when Embiid was healthy, the Celtics were still ahead of the Sixers, and when Embiid was healthy in the playoffs, they still couldn't win. So, I mean, for the stretch of time that they you're telling me during the stretch of the time that they were when Embiid was out, like, they were going to catch the Celtics? Okay. All right, Joel Embiid. Whatever you're smoking, this is pass along, because we all want that. Milwaukee was pretty healthy, other than head coach. They didn't have a healthy head coach. Giannis did eventually get injured, though. So, listen, say what you will. Health is always going to be a factor, and the Halliburton's health was a factor in the playoffs. So if they had another guy, Siakam did all he could there. If they had another guy, maybe they do push the Celtics a little bit more. So, but still, hell of a signing. I think that does make the Pacers. I mean, we're looking at the East. I think that makes them number two, right, Panther? I mean, unless the Sixers do go out and bring in a Paul George, they've got some money to spend. I like the Knicks when they're healthy, but I think I like the Pacers just a tad bit more. Miami, the Jimmy Butler age and question about whether he's even going to be on the team. Cleveland, we really do like them, but they're missing a head coach. Orlando needs a big-time scorer there, so I put Boston 1, Indiana 2. Am I missing a team? Is there Milwaukee, I guess? Would you put Milwaukee 2? I still like Indiana a little bit more.
I think I like Indiana. I mean, if we're going to rank them right now where they stand, yeah, I think I like Indiana as a number 2. But like you said, if Philadelphia were to get a high-energy scorer to go along with Embiid and Maxey, might consider them. And Orlando, I'm telling you, Orlando with that defense, the young players they got, they're one player away. I really think they are one player away from wrecking havoc on the East. They could really disrupt the entire dynamic because they're so young. They're so good on defense, and they're right there in the scoring, you know, right about at 100 points. You go get yourself a DeJounte Murray or a Trey Young or something along those lines. You're just talking about a whole nother animal with Orlando, and I'd probably put Orlando at number 2 if they were to get, you know, a player like that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. The first domino kind of drops with Siakam, and we'll see where it goes from there. And, you know, if only Milwaukee had a player like Jrue Holiday, man, they'd be terrifying. You know, Milwaukee with a Jrue Holiday, man. Where could they get a guy like that? I just don't know. Anyway, let's take a quick break. After that, we do have Major League Baseball to bet on. Stay tuned. Hey, DGens, college football is right around the corner, so you know what that means, right? Mad Max gets to give up his talk time to Sex Panther, take a little nap on the show. Also means the return of MyBookie as a show sponsor. That's right, MyBookie sportsbook and casino platform. You can bet on every game and win anytime, anywhere, straight from your mobile device. No app needed. Just go to mybookie.ag, sign up with the promo code THEDGENS, and you're ready to rock.
MyBookie gives you tons of opportunities to win with college football this year. Whether you're rooting for your alma mater like Panther and Ohio State or your favorite team like me and Rutgers, there's no better way to experience the season than having action on these games. But when you use MyBookie, you're not just betting on football. You're investing in your team for the season. When you know your team well, it's easy to take advantage of props, win totals, things like that, early picks for playoff contention. Last year, MyBookie had some of the best odds on the market for the Wolverines to win the championship, much to Panther's chagrin, and the bettors who backed their squad saw a 10-time return on their wager. So you got to lock your futures in now while you're waiting for the season to begin, and you got to use that promo code THEDGENS. You're going to claim a bonus up to $1,000 on that first deposit. That's THEDEGENS. If you didn't know how to spell the DGENS, that's how you spell it. And you can start betting college football just with house money. You start off just there you go. Here's some free money. Take it. Take this money. Bet it. Bet anything. Anytime. Anywhere. Only with MyBookie.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back at you. Possibly never even left. This is a travel day, but I still managed to find three games to bet on. I'm sure we're going to have some overlap. Where are we starting today?
We're going to start in Washington. I don't know if we'll call this a double dip or chasing waterfalls, or I need my money back because Patrick Corbin fucking showed up yesterday. Vintage Patrick. I mean, we're talking vintage from like 10 years ago when he was a Diamondback. He railed the Diamondbacks yesterday. But today, Washington will throw Mackenzie Gore. He's going against Nelson for the Diamondbacks. And the Diamondbacks just really aren't that good on the road. Nelson's not that good of a pitcher. And if Brandon Fott couldn't get it done, I don't think Nelson's going to get it done. I like Gore a lot at minus 135. I like the Commanders. Give me G.I. Joe for 10 bucks.
Yeah, I'm going to lean Washington with you. I think you're knocking off two of ex-Chris's in one talk. He says, number two, we need an apology from Panther about Corbin. That's as close to an apology you're going to get, ex-Chris, so deal with that. And then number five on his list, Nationals moneyline Gore on the mound, and he hasn't lost for me yet when I bet on him. Nelson is ass. So there you go. You got ex-Chris following you with this Nationals pick. I'm leaning, so it's a good candidate. It's a good candidate for DGen Parlay.
Next game up, Tampa Bay is still in Minnesota. Zach Littell going against Simeon Woods Richardson. Zach Littell is what he is. He's going to give up three or more runs per game. It's just what he does. He's not great. He's not terrible. Simeon Woods Richardson is bipolar. Sometimes he's great. Sometimes he's awful. But is not really gray. And I'm just hoping he can just be a little gray today, because with the Twins being at home and Tampa Bay having to travel, I'm going to take the Twinkies to see if they can win this one with behind Woods Richardson. Give me Minnesota for $10.
That's number 8 on X Chris's list. Twins money line. Woods good. Twins playing way better than the Rays. I not only giving moral support. I'm betting this one with you. I like Minnesota here. -120. Yeah, them at home. I think they should be able to get it done against Tampa Bay. So lock that into the DGen parlay. $10 bet on the Twins.
Next game up, I fully expect more than moral support. Maximus Prime. Kansas City Royals are in Oakland taking on the Athletics. Your boy, Seth Lugo, taking the mound for the Kauffman kids, going against somebody Spence. I don't even know who he is, but I know his ERA wasn't great. Seth Lugo looking for a rebound after his last outing. I think he gets it in Oakland. Only -155. Borderline trappish. Maybe. Oakland's not as bad as like everybody thinks they are. Still, I want the Royals for $10.
I believe it is Mitch Spence. Mitch. Does that sound about right? Mitch.
Sounds
Mitchell.
About right.
Mitchell. I'm going to lean Kansas City with you. Yeah, the line spooked me off. It seemed a little sus there. Data no money, not freaking out. He's betting Kansas City with you, so you got that going on. For me, yeah, it was just, yeah, something seemed off about that one. So I'm gonna lean Kansas City with you, but didn't want to bet it.
Last game up for me, the battle in the East, Baltimore and the Yankees. Cole Irvin taking on Lewis Gill. I know how you are about the plus line, Orioles with plus lines, and I get it, blah, blah, blah. It's not enough plus line to fade Lewis Gill. At home, I got to take the Yankees at -145. $10 on the Bronx Bombers.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. Yesterday was the plus line that was worth it with Garrett Cole coming back from injury and being on a pitch count as predicted. Now, it did take extra innings, but the Orioles were still the play. But today, I'm on the Yankees. I'm actually betting with Gil, with you and Gil and X-Chris as well, because X-Chris says, pitching matchup of the day, Yankees versus Orioles, give me Fishgill, plus the Yankees at home. So trifecta there, all of us on the Yankees. $10 bet on New York.
Dad, no money. Let us know if you're on the Yankees too. That'd be the fourth play on the Yankees. That's all I got, Max. What else you bet on?
I think I got one more, maybe. Let's see. I said I had three. Ah, yes. Man, you know, and yes, he is. Dad, no money is betting the Yankees. There you go. I like Luis Castillo. I think Luis Castillo is a hell of a pitcher. He hasn't been an ace this year. He's been kind of up and down. His last outing, he bounced back a little bit, but he's still not the consistent Luis Castillo that we've known and loved over the years. This Guardians team is just good, you know, very good at home, tough to beat at home. Their offense is really fucking surprising me this year. I know that the pitching advantage goes to Seattle, but Allen's fucking won some games and he's hung in there, you know, and given some solid innings for the fucking Guardians. So I'm going to do it. Let's see. I was getting a plus line on Cleveland at home. Let's see if I'm still getting a plus line here. No, it's -104, man. Vegas agrees. $10 bet on Cleveland.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I think Luis Castillo, there's name recognition there, but the -120 was kind of sus. I expect it to be worse with Castillo. That's a light line. Seattle's just, we expect so much more. They're even in first place, right? And I still don't think they're a very good team. Cleveland, I mean, I jumped on the bandwagon. I thought this is a good team. They got really good pitching. They got better than average hitting. They manufacture runs. They don't do it the easy way by hitting a bunch of, you know, long balls. They just get guys on base and they score. And I think they can do that against Castillo. I'm going to lean the Guardians here.
All right. Let's look at X-Chris's West Coast fun facts. NHL. Well, you don't have to give your NHL pick, X-Chris, because that's tomorrow. So if you join us on Friday, you can give your NHL pick then. Number 4, Mets lost yesterday. It was a good run. Yeah, was. Maybe they can start again today. Number 6, White Sox money line today. Spaghetti on the mound versus Flex and value over the White Sox. I almost agree there, but I agree that the value is in the White Sox. I don't know if they can win. No value in losing, but I agree. Spaghetti gets hammered quite often. And yeah, that'll do it for X Chris. We do have a DGEN parlay that we have put together. We do have the Minnesota Twins, right? -120. The Yankees, -138. And the Kansas City Royals, -140. Did you want to throw the Nationals in there for the four-way, or did you want to just keep it three?
What'd you say our line was? Plus four something?
Plus 438 right now. Yeah.
Let's go with the three.
Tomorrow's a four-way Friday, so we'll do it then. So there you go. That'll do it on this Thursday. Mr. Panther, take us home.
Panther's off tomorrow, so I'll be doing it from the doing the podcast. Watch what I say around here. Never know who's recording. From the Panther Den, and then off to Kings Island tomorrow. So tomorrow will be a fun little adventure. But today, you guys are jumping in the Discord channel. Join the Asylum. Come on in and shoot the shit with us. Call us out by name. We'll holler right back. But most importantly, let us know what you did yesterday, what you're doing today. And when it's all said and done, kids, let's make some money, fools.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.